This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want to close with a story that has always touched me. It's a story written by Ben Patterson. He wrote a book called The Grand Essentials. He says this, "I have a theory about old age. I believe that when life has whittled us down, when the joints have failed and the skin is wrinkled, and the capillaries have clogged and hardened, what is left of us will be what we were all along in our essence." I've never heard anyone describe that. In other words, when you get old and wrinkled and you're reduced, your life is whittled down to your essence, it's going to be what you have been, what I've been all along. He said, "Let me give you two examples. Exhibit A is an uncle of mine. All he did all his life was find new ways to get money. He spent his old age comfortably, drooling and babbling constantly about all the money that he had made. When life had whittled my uncle down to his essence, all that was left was raw greed. That's what he cultivated in 1,000 little ways over a lifetime. Exhibit B is my wife's grandmother. When she died in her mid-80s, she had already been senile for a number of years. What did this lady talk about? The best example I can give you is that when we asked her to pray before dinner, she would reach out and hold the hands of those sitting beside her. A smile would spread across her face. Her dim eyes would fill with tears as she looked up to heaven, and her chin would quiver as she poured out her love to Jesus Christ. That was my wife's grandmother in a nutshell. She loved Jesus Christ and she loved people. Now get this, she couldn't even remember our names, but she couldn't keep her hands from patting us lovingly whenever we walked by. You see, when my wife's grandmother's life was whittled down to her essence, all that was left was love. Love for God and love for people. When life had whittled her down to her essence, that's all that was left, a love for God and a love for people. I want to ask you this question as I close. When life someday whittles you down to what you really are, what is it that's going to appear? You know the answer already. Most people do. Most men in this room, you know what your essence is because you've lived it for 30 and 40 and 50 and 60 and 70 years. You've got a sense of what it is. Every woman in this room has a sense of what her essence is because she's lived it 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years or more. What will be revealed when life whittles us down to our basic essence, what we were in the beginning, what we were in middle age, and what we were in later life? Clarence McCartney said, "The man walked in, livid. If there's a hell, my sister will be there." There was a man that was dominated by greed to the place that he was willing to sacrifice relationships on the altar of greed. He was willing to send his sister to hell for a dollar, is really what that amounts to. And he did, in a figurative sense. Folks, whatever describes you in this passage, may it be said of you that your life is not measured by what you have or by what you don't have. Why? Because Jesus said a man's life, a woman's life, does not consist in the abundance or lack of abundance of possessions. It all boils down to relationships, relationships to people, but most of all, a relationship to God the Father through the Son, Jesus Christ. That's all that matters in life, a relationship to the Father through the Son. Let's pray together.
Well, my friend, what describes your life in 2017? What really describes your life in 2017? Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.